News, I'm Tommy. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has begun debating articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump with a vote in the full House expected before the Christmas recess. Democrats have brought two main charges against Mr. Trump: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said that Mr. Trump has refused to cooperate with any phase of the investigation.
During the Watergate hearings, President Nixon turned over recordings of his conversations in the Oval Office. Later, President Clinton handed over his DNA. President Trump's obstruction was, by contrast, absolute.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said that Democrats are motivated by one thing, and that is hatred of the president.
This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. 3 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States an imposter, and the attacks on the president started before the election.
The panel is expected to vote on the articles within days, with a full House vote expected next week. If they are approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial where a Republican majority is not likely to convict the president. The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias in doing so, there were major flaws in how the investigation was conducted. Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said that the system failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI investigations were based on facts and not political bias. The president has said the report shows bias against his candidacy. This is VOA News. An executive order issued by President Trump interpreting members of the Jewish religion as part of a distinct nationality is intended to help battle growing anti-Semitism on U.S. college campuses. Some major Jewish organizations are hailing that action because universities could lose federal funding if they do not stop discrimination against Jews on their campuses. Others are uncomfortable with the government action to create an ethnic categorization and also worry about its potential to suppress free speech at schools. On social media, some commenters noted how Nazi Germany also designated its Jewish citizens as a distinct nationality prior to the Holocaust. The release of a long-awaited report on the FBI's investigation of President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign has exposed deep fissures within the administration over the origins of the probe, pitting Mr. Trump and Attorney General William Barr against FBI Director Christopher Wray and the Justice Department's watchdog. We get more from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz this week submitted a more than 400-page report, which concluded that the FBI's probe of Trump, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, was approved by a senior FBI supervisor in line with protocol, and that he found no evidence of political bias in that decision. But Horowitz said his team found 17 omissions or errors, including in applications for surveillance warrants, and said he found all of this deeply disturbing. Both Democrats and Republicans tried to make political points out of Horowitz's testimony. Republican allies of President Donald Trump pressed the point that several agents in the probe showed bias against the candidate and broke the rules to target him. Democrats noted Horowitz's report refuted the right-wing conspiracy theory that a secretive group inside the government tried to take down candidate Trump.
Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein reaches a tentative $25 million deal with accusers, and AP correspondent Mike Gracia tells us that there's disappointment.
There's a tentative $25 million settlement that would resolve nearly every sexual misconduct lawsuit brought against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein and his former studio's board. The tentative settlement was first reported by the New York Times and confirmed by the Associated Press. An attorney in the case says at least 29 actresses and former Weinstein employees have agreed to the deal. The New York Times reports 18 of the alleged victims would split $6.2 million of the settlement. A separate $18.5 million would go to those involved in a class action case. The proposed settlement would require court approval. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.